submitted for your review, a musical scrapbook where every turn of the page is just a classic song away. We provide the soundtrack. You control the memories. You're entering that classic dimension of sight and sound. This is your next stop, the Classic Hit List.
Welcome back for another week of the Classic Hit List. This is MG Kelly with you, and as always, we've got the artist interviews, some of the interesting information that I can dig up about your favorite groups, and the biggest hits on the list. First, let's travel to the Windy City with Chicago. Here's 25 or 6 to 4 on the Classic Hit List.
This is the Classic Hit List.
The Classic Hit List in Genesis with Invisible Touch. When former lead singer Peter Gabriel left the group, the band went on an extensive search to find his replacement. Oddly enough, all they had to do was look behind the drum kit there. Phil Collins, his name, you see. It's MG Kelly with you, and Fleetwood Mac started out in 1967. And by the time Buckingham and Nicks joined the group in 74, it would be the group's 10th and strongest lineup. Here's Fleetwood Mac, and You Make Love and Fun on the Classic Hit List. That's Fleetwood Mac on the Classic Hit List. MG Kelly here with you. You know, when the Rolling Stones hit the music scene in the 60s, they became the yin to the Beatles' yang. In 1968, while the Beatles were singing about Lady Madonna, the Stones were sympathetic with a song that started out a lot different than what we ended up hearing. Keith Richards explains.
Sympathy for the Devil, which was basically like a Dylan song when it started, and it took about a week when it ended up as a samba and goes through all of these changes. So that's the thing about songs. You might have an idea about it and think it goes like that. Then you give it to the band, and before you know it, it's going somewhere else that you hadn't thought of, but it's much better than what you'd have thought of.
Classic Hit List with the Rolling Stones and Sympathy for the Devil. You know, their long hair was considered outrageous in 1963. So, with their tongue firmly tucked in their cheek, the group took out a Christmas ad in a newspaper that said, "Best wishes to all the starving hairdressers and their families." It's MG Kelly here with you, and when we come back, a group that Rolling Stone magazine named the best band of the 80s. That and a lot more when the Classic Hit List returns. Keep it right here.
We now return to the Classic Hit List.
You're as cold as ice.
Cold as ice from Foreigner on the Classic Hit List. Is MG Kelly here?
The Classic Hit List. Time capsule.
It was the year seven regional companies took over local telephone service from AT&T. President Ronald Reagan was reelected for a second term in a landslide vote. And it was the year that four scientists saved the world from a giant marshmallow man.
Well, there's something you don't see every day.
I tried to think of the most harmless thing. Something I loved from my childhood. Something that could never, ever possibly destroy us. Mr. Stay Puft.
Nice thinking, Ray.
We used to roast Stay Puft marshmallows by the fire at Camp Wakanda.
84 was also the year that Rolling Stone magazine named U2 the best band of the 80s. Here they are with Pride in the Name of Love on the Classic Hit List.
Ooh.
U2, the best band of the 80s. Pride in the Name of Love on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly, and this next group here met at an Air Force base. Yeah, they scored a Grammy also for Best New Artist in 1972. Here's America's Jerry Beckley explaining the simple message behind the classic hit, Tin Man.
Well, it's the same message as the movie.
What about the heart that you promised Tin Man and the courage that you promised Cowardly Lion?
You already had this. He didn't give you anything that you didn't already have.
Ain't it the truth? Ain't it the truth?
But as Dewey has a tendency to do, he goes zooming off in these kind of Dolly-esque tangents that there's such a signature to his tunes that it's almost disrespectful for me to try and speak for him. But since he's not here, you know, I mean, I think that's what makes a lot of his songs unique.
Tin Man from America on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly. Coming up, we're going to hit your ride with Boston, get a peaceful, easy feeling from the Eagles, and find out what singer wanted to send her former boss a platinum record because if she hadn't have been fired, the group may have never formed. All that and more when the Classic Hit List returns.
Welcome back to the Classic Hit List.
This night in New York City.
Boston and Hit Your Ride on the Classic Hit List. Before lead singer Brad Delp was making the charts, he was making heat coils for Mr. Coffee Machines. Hey, Brad, yeah, I'll take a decaf there myself. Thank you. Hey, MG Kelly here. Do you remember the TV show called South of Sunset?
No.
I didn't think so. Only lasted one episode on CBS. It was about an L.A. private eye named Cody McMahon who struggled to make a living, solving cases any way he could. Although the actor who played the part didn't have much success acting, he did have a lot of success with his primary gig. Here's the star of that short-lived television show, Glenn Frey, with the Eagles and Peaceful Easy Feeling on the Classic Hit List. The Eagles and Peaceful Easy Feeling on the Classic Hit List. This is MG Kelly here. You know, Ann Wilson of Heart once worked at KFC. Yeah, and when she hit it big in the music biz, she thought about sending her former boss, Colonel Sanders, a platinum record as kind of a thank you, because if she hadn't have been fired, her group may have never been formed. I guess you could say Ann just didn't have the heart to send it. Barracuda from Heart on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly, and coming up, we've got more of the biggest hits on the list, including Joe Cocker. And our spotlight will shine on one of the greatest rock and roll groups of all time. Stick with me.
Now, back to the Classic Hit List.
Joe Cocker on the Classic Hit List, feeling all right. Now, Joe says that his hand gestures are subconscious. He doesn't know why he does it. It's just one of those things. This is MG Kelly here.
The Classic Hit List. Double hit.
Jimmy Page was in the Yardbirds, while Robert Plant and John Bonham were in a group called Band of Joy. You had a bass player slash keyboardist, John Paul Jones. By 1968, you got one of the greatest rock and roll groups of all time. Originally, they were known as the New Yardbirds, before changing their name to Led Zeppelin. After the passing of John Bonham in 1980, Zepp was no more. But Jimmy Page says there's some great Zeppelin moments in the archives.
What there is some very, very interesting sort of early mixes of songs, alternate mixes, and alternate versions of songs too. Maybe it'll take another 20 years for those things to come out. But it's something that I'd really like to listen to them all again and just see. But of course, you know, there's quite a movement, and I'm helping to promote it towards 5-1. That's another area with the studio albums, but it's all in time. We'll see what unfolds.
Here's a song off the new album. It's about summertime and good things. It's called Dancing Days.
Oh.
the classic hits are here on the Classic Hit List. The Classic Hit List with Led Zeppelin from their last studio album, In Through the Outdoor. And that song is called All My Love. It's MG Kelly with you, and every week at this time, we bring you artist interviews, stories behind your favorite songs, and the biggest hits on the list. Coming up, we got a song from a group that has a connection to the CIA. Ooh, yeah, that and more when the Classic Hit List continues.
We now return to the Classic Hit List.
The Classic Hit List with the Police and Spirits in the Material World. Drummer Stuart Copeland's dad was once a member of the CIA. Thus the name Police? Okay. MG Kelly here, and despite having as many as seven members in their group at one time, the Doobies began as a trio. Tom Johnston, John Hartman, and Patrick Simmons. Here are the Doobie Brothers talking about China Grove on the Classic Hit List. Classic hits, more often on the Classic Hit List. There's a guy who played piano for George Harrison, John Lennon, Rod Stewart, The Hollies, and many more. It's Elton John with Island Girl on the Classic Hit List. This is MG Kelly, and our next artist claimed her idol was blues singer Bessie Smith. And when she found out that Bessie was buried in an unmarked grave, she placed a headstone right there that said, "The greatest blues singer in the world will never stop singing." The artist, Janis Joplin. Here she is with me and Bobby McGee on the Classic Hit List.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train.
Me and Bobby McGee from Janis Joplin on the Classic Hit List. It's MG Kelly with you, and coming up, we're going to find out the connection between the Moody Blues and the Animals. That and a lot more that keeps you up at night right here on the Classic Hit List. Stay with me.
Welcome back to the Classic Hit List.
The Classic Hit List with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers and American Girl. This is MG Kelly hanging out with you. You might remember that Tom Petty and the group made a guest appearance in the movie FM, which was Martin Mull's debut on the big screen as Eric Swan. But what you might not know is that movie was the inspiration behind a show that would hit TV in 1978.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WKRP.
Yep, WKRP in Cincinnati. Ah, man, we all had our favorite characters on that one, didn't we? Johnny Fever, Venus, Jennifer. My favorite character, though, was a magazine reporter named Quentin Stone. Yep, I just happen to have a clip right here for you of yours truly, along with Gary Sandy and Gordon Jump of WKRP in 1979. As I recall, I was much younger then. Roll it!
Hey, I'll serve the Quentin Stone from Cincinnati Magazine. Quentin, this is Arthur Carlson.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Stone. You know, a mention in your magazine is sure be important to us. All of our sponsors read your publication.
Well, this is not a PR piece, you know. This is an in-depth story I'm doing here.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, that's wonderful. Gentlemen, why don't you pull up a couple of chairs and let's just talk about this crazy business we call radio, huh?
I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati.
after hit on the Classic Hit List. Classic Hit List with the Moody Blues and Your Wildest Dreams. This is MG Kelly with you, and we have Rod Stewart here to tell us about his throat surgery back in 2000.
We had a scary moment, you know, when the voice refused to come back, and I was having, like, singing lessons. It's what they call memory loss, when they, you know, they operate on your throat and they have to cut it all the way through. They cut through the muscles, and so you go what they call memory loss. So the muscles forget what to do when you ask them to pull the vocal cords open or close. So it took a long time to repair, and at one point I really didn't think I was going to make it. I thought I'd have to get a job as a landscape gardener or something. Thank God, everything's back to normal.
Maggie May from Rod Stewart on the Classic Hit List. When MTV launched in 1981, they had about 200 videos in rotation. Believe it or not, 35 of them were Rod. This is MG Kelly here, and coming up, Pink Floyd, ELO, and much more when the Classic Hit List returns.
Now, back to the Classic Hit List.
Derek and the Dominoes and Layla on the Classic Hit List. It's MG Kelly here, and in 1978, our next group opened their shows by emerging from a giant spaceship. And a lot of concert goers thought it looked more like a big hamburger. Here's the Electric Light Orchestra with Telephone Line on the Classic Hit List.
This is the Classic Hit List.
The Classic Hit List with The Happiest Days, Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2 from Pink Floyd. Floyd member David Gilmour has an extensive collection of classic guitars, including a Fender Strat with the first serial number. I'm MG Kelly, and when we come back, we're going to have nightmares about taking a swim in the ocean.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
We'll be spotlighting 1975 for you. That and more when the Classic Hit List returns.
We now return to the Classic Hit List.
King Harvest and Dancing in the Moonlight on the Classic Hit List. This is MG Kelly, and now let's go from a moonlight to a spotlight.
The Classic Hit List. Spotlight. 1975.
It was the year we begged our parents to stay up late to catch Saturday Night Live. Couldn't miss that one. And after seeing the movie Jaws, we never looked at the ocean quite the same way again.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
Classic Hit List.
think about you. I think about love.
The Classic Hit List with Paul Rodgers and Bad Company, Feel Like Making Love. It's MG Kelly here, and the laws of gravity are about to take effect as the spinning wheel comes around from Blood, Sweat, and Tears on the Classic Hit List.
What goes up must come down.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel goes round and round for Blood, Sweat, and Tears on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly, and coming up, we're going to find out what album title from Steely Dan is a direct reference to an experience they had in Los Angeles. That and more coming up on the Classic Hit List.
Welcome back to the Classic Hit List.
Boz Scaggs doing the Lido Shuffle on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly, along with you, and our next artist graduated from Seymour, Indiana High School in 1972. At the age of 37, he became a grandfather. Here's John Cougar Mellencamp with a little ditty about Jack and Diane on the Classic Hit List.
Listening to the Classic Hit List.
Love me two times, baby.
Classic Hit List with The Doors and Love Me Two Times. This is MG Kelly here, and the title of Steely Dan's first album, Can't Buy a Thrill, comes from the disappointment that Donald Fagen and Walter Becker had in Los Angeles. Becker once said, "You can't buy a thrill in California." Oh boy, we'll talk to some Californians about that. We got former member Jeff Baxter here with a memory of his Steely Dan days.
Steely Dan, we did some live gigs. I know you're all frowning and saying, no, we never played any live gigs, but yes, we actually did. We did over 300 shows, and we were looking for an encore that would please not only us, but please the audience, and one day we were just in rehearsal, and we decided to try to do Run Run, and it worked.
Steely Dan with Peg on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly, and coming up, Billy Joel, Steve Miller, and a group discovered by Al Kooper of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That and much, much more right here on the Classic Hit List.
Now, back to the Classic Hit List.
The Classic Hit List with Billy Joel and Big Shot. Well, Billy may have thought he was a big shot when he sold his house in the Hamptons to Jerry Seinfeld for a cool $32 million. But Billy forgot to tell Jerry that the house overlooked a nude beach.
Wow!
Yeah, this is MG Kelly here with you. In the very early days of the Beatles, it wasn't unheard of for a group to play hours at a gig. But after they hit it big, their concerts sometimes would last only 30 minutes. Here's John, Paul, George, and Ringo with Day Tripper on the Classic Hit List.
Day Tripper. Day Tripper, yeah.
The hits keep coming on the Classic Hit List.
Lynyrd Skynyrd and Sweet Home Alabama on the Classic Hit List. This is MG Kelly here with you, and Steve Miller explains now why we haven't seen a new studio album from him since 1993.
The record biz is just so weird right now, and it's such a big job to put a record out and go through all of that stuff. I've been recording all along. I record lots of things that I like, and just the state of radio, the record business, it's kind of odd right now, so I'm not sure when I'll release a new record. If I felt like I could get directly to my fans, I would.
Steve Miller Band on the Classic Hit List, Abracadabra. I'm MG Kelly, and every week at this time we bring you the biggest hits on the list. On the way, an artist who was billed last at a concert right before he hit it big with a hazy song. Stick with me. More coming up on the Classic Hit List.
We now return to the Classic Hit List.
The Classic Hit List with Pablo Cruz and Love Will Find a Way. I'm MG Kelly, and before the release of this next classic hit, Jimi Hendrix was at the bottom of the concert bill. Yeah, at one of the shows, the theater was only a third filled, but a few weeks later, Jimmy was headlining the stage thanks to the success of his Purple Haze on the Classic Hit List.
Back-to-back hits on the Classic Hit List.
Sister Christian from Night Ranger on the Classic Hit List. This is MG Kelly, and let's keep the classic hits rolling now with Everybody's Everything. Great song from Santana. Featuring the Tower of Power horn section, which would be the first time Carlos would use guest musicians at Santana's Everybody's Everything on the Classic Hit List. I'm MG Kelly, and coming up, a bass player who had the nicknames of Thunderfingers and the Ox. That and more when the Classic Hit List returns.
Welcome back to the Classic Hit List.
The Who on the Classic Hit List, and Who Are You? Yeah, you got to think about CSI Las Vegas when you hear that, right? They were one of the many groups that played Woodstock, but according to bass player John Entwistle, he said it was probably the worst festival experience he ever had.
The Classic Hit List remembers.
This is MG Kelly with you, and believe it or not, the Animals began their career as a jazz group. Yeah, with Eric Burdon playing trombone. Can you imagine that? He wasn't that good either, but he did switch to being a vocalist, and that turned it on. They turned from jazz to rock, and Eric gives credit to Bob Dylan for the success of their very first classic hit.
Bob done his work well and researched it well and come up with a lot more lyrics to play with. So we picked up more words from Bob and more power through the electronics that were available.
Classic hits, more often on the Classic Hit List.
Oh, Eric Burdon with War and Spill the Wine on the Classic Hit List. War member Lonnie Jordan said people wanted them to kind of be like the Chambers Brothers or Sly and the Family Stone, but they decided to just let it flow and played. MG Kelly here with you. And when we come back, we're going to keep things flowing here on the Classic Hit List, so don't move.
The Classic Hit List.
That's going to wrap it up for the Classic Hit List this week. Thanks for being a part of the show. I really appreciate it. We'll be back next week, I do promise on that, with more artist interviews, stories behind your hit makers, all kinds of stuff to do. Join me right back here. Hey, let's do another one before we leave. Hit it.